This year, 2019, is the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day, originally Armistice Day, the end of World War I. What are the new challenges in facing those to getting recruits for the Army? We have Brigadier General Alex Fink joining us this morning. Good morning, Brigadier General. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce, and I'm glad to be here.
All right, let's talk about what is it that you need to do to attract young folks to be a member of the U.S. Army, and what are they looking for? How do you match the two?
Sure. So we launched a new campaign, What's Your Warrior, on Monday, Veterans Day, so 1 week ago. Two things we believe that are important about the audience that we're looking for, which is Generation Z, and specifically we're interested in that 17 to 24-year-old young person. But two things are that they want to become the best version of themselves, but they also want to do it in the context of a larger purpose and as part of a team. And when we think about what the Army is, you know, we operate as a team. We form up as teams. That's how we fight wars as teams. But we also do it. But it's a bunch of different skill sets that have to come together, diverse talents that come together, in order to make that team.
I noticed that on that, do you all sort of, how do you describe yourself? And they offer different areas of things, reading from a wordsmith, techie, problem solver, sort of these, I guess, different ways of thinking about the involvement or the need in the U.S. Army.
Right. We hope it makes sense to them. It might not make sense to us, but you know, the in terms of how this generation, you know, thinks about how they would describe themselves and then what sort of opportunities that lends. So this whole campaign is really designed for that 17 to 24-year-old, both in terms of the look and feel of the various video assets that you may have seen, to how we're describing, you know, the website that you just mentioned, the Career Match tool, as well as where we're delivering it across different types of digital channels, as well as television and other media.
I know you just said you just kind of launched it, but what kind of feedback have you seen, or what are you anticipating?
So we have had great feedback so far based on the things that we can measure. And I probably shouldn't go into all those because it really is quite dynamic and changing as we speak, literally. But looking at views of the, say, the 60-second spot that we have or the 30-second spot, we're getting, it's been exceptional relative to industry standards.
One of the things I also notice on there is the ways to serve. There's all many different ways. There's the full-time active duty, and then you have the reserve, and you have other officers and National Guard as well, right?
That's right, and in fact, the five folks that we feature in this first ad represent all of those. So we have Army Reserve, we have Army National Guard, we have active duty, we have officers, we have enlisted. So it really does give that. And as we get into this campaign, probably into next year, we'll really go deeper into those how to serve questions.
How did you get your service? How did it? Was it a recruiter at your school? Did you have family members? How was it that you got into this path of a career?
Well, it's been a long time ago. I'm not sure I remember that far back. But, you know, the Army was just something I always wanted to do. Of course, I entered at a different time. I entered during the Cold War. So a different era, different set of reasons, but something I always wanted to do. And had an incredible incredible career, almost 30 years now.
Wow. If people want to find out more about this modern military that is being talked about now, where do we go find more information on that?
GoArmy.com is our website, just as you were referencing earlier. And right there you can find the Career Match tool where folks can see what works best for them, what they want to do.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
That, again, is Brigadier General Alex Fink, who's with the Army Enterprise Marketing.